Editor's note. Mr. Moore writes in response to Dave Dale's column opinion. Dave Dale. It's okay to be confused and ask questions, right? See also. Ontario announces $6.84 million for 53 new local addictions treatment beds. Are the residents of West Ferris going to have any say in this facility being placed in the middle of a residential area where there are schools nearby? The whole thing smells. Do they really intend to use the old building or is the property that sought? Who owns the property? Who is being considered for the ownership of the facility and property? I suppose Canadore is being fronted as the operator of the facility, which would likely make sense from a tax and name recognition standpoint if Canadore is to be the operator. This brings to mind a number of questions. What experience, or lack thereof, does the college have in the operation of such a facility? What role would the Canadore staff actually have in its operation and what is their level of experience? What would be the role of the students in the facility operation? Seems to me that asking students to work in the facility as one would expect of experienced and trained professionals would be akin to me throwing you into a cage of lions and expecting you to suddenly become a trained, experienced lion tamer. Thought the concept of PPP, public-private partnerships, operations had been proven long ago to be bad economics. Bad that is for the province but really good for the private partner who is guaranteed a long-term flow of money into their coffers. And yes, where other PPP ventures have been put in place, of which I'm personally familiar, the well-paid jobs of employees in things like care homes were terminated and replaced by non-union employees at much lower rates of pay with little to no benefits. Lordy, putting untrained students with no experience into what are in reality psychiatric facilities has got to be a disaster waiting to happen for students, staff, patients, and the community at large. Please keep the story rolling. Think you've only gotten a whiff of something rotten. Robert Moore, North Bay.